Riverfront Inc. is one of many Wisconsin organizations that receives federal and state funding to help employ workers with disabilities. Most workers receive job training and are placed within businesses in the community, but there are some workers with severe disabilities that are employed at Riverfront's workshops. At their La Crosse facility, workers assemble DNA kits, handle mailings, or strip wires. President and CEO Mary Kessens has concerns that these center-based workshops could close. Some say segregating workers with disabilities is discriminatory, but Kessens says having a variety of workplaces is necessary.
There is a population of people with disabilities, sometimes with profound disabilities, who potentially have serious behavior issues, who may need toileting or support in eating, that are best served in center-based employment.
The concern stems from a lack of clarity from the federal government and the state. Medicaid rules regarding employment are changing, but Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes says they don't know what those changes are yet. She says centers may have to shift towards just training workers. Rhodes says she wants workers to choose to be employed in the community.
Then if the answer is yes, if it takes me 5 years to learn how to wipe off a table, so be it. As long as the goal is I'm eventually going to work in the community. If you get in the community and it doesn't work out, that means we put you in the wrong place.
DHS is accepting comments on the issue until September 2nd. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.